Okay, our friends. So today we are reading you a story, which I'm really excited about because Easter is upon us and we are just a few days away from Peter Cottontail coming and doing his thing. And because we're very close, we're going to be doing Easter stories, but not just any Easter stories. Oh no, my friends, we got the good ones here. And today we will be doing a very special Berenstain Bears Easter story called Easter Magic. And because I know somebody named Lainey had a birthday, she should probably have a special story, don't you think?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. So Lainey, you, when your mom reached out and said she loves Berenstain Bears stories, think we could make that happen? I said, absolutely we could. And here it is for you, ma'am. We hope that you enjoyed today's story, and we hope that you have a wonderful Easter. And let's get into it, shall we? Today's story, The Berenstain Bears Easter Magic, was, of course, written by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And it will be read today by, of course, Mommy and...
Dr. Ian Blaster.
Dr. Ian Blaster.
Pew!
Pew, 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 pew. Ooh. Well, Doctor, I'm glad that you're here with us today. Let us know if you need us to do anything for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do it.
I could use some ammo, though.
I bet you could. Well, try not to get too excited because we have Easter eggs. We don't want to get any damage done to them, okay?
I use Easter eggs at target practice.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, the bunny lets me.
Is that, it's okay then?
Yeah, literally.
Okay, cool. When we open the book, we see Brother Bear and Sister Bear, and they're in the tree, and they look, and it says, snow was melting. And it was. And then they step outside. Rain was pelting. Excitement filled the air. It cheered the heart of every bear. It looks like spring is upon them, don't you think? Sun is shining. Mm. Yeah. Was it the magic hocus pocus of early blue and yellow crocus? Those are flowers, right, that come up in the ground? Mm-hmm. Or Ms. Robin just up from the south with nest grass in her beaky mouth. She's making a nest. Oh, for babies, no doubt. Oh, how cute. Or was it old Jack Frost skedaddling north? Or Forsythia magically bursting forth? That's that yellowy tree. It's beautiful, isn't it? It was all of those. And one more thing that the turning earth had in store. Why do you think it's important that we know that the earth was turning, out of curiosity?
Because the earth turns, like, when it's nighttime, mm-hmm. your half of the earth is facing the moon. When it's daytime, your half of the earth is facing the sun.
Right. But it's also spinning at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Which means that we get closer and further away from the sun, so we get cooler and warmer temperatures, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what spring is. That's when we're getting closer to the sun again, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. It was Easter. And of course, the Easter bunny. And sure enough, we see him. He is wearing purple and he is wearing pink and he has a yellow flower on him. He's got pink suspenders, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And kind of a purpley vest. Or is that blue? What do you think? Is that blue?
Blue.
Or it's periwinkle.
It's blue.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's blue.
Coconut eggs with eggy centers, soft and runny. Easter baskets with paper grass and goodies for each lad and lass. So we sing. So we say. Don't eat too much on this yummy Easter day. And in the pictures, we can see Sister Bear, Brother Bear. They are walking along. They have got their Easter baskets. They are looking for eggs, it looks like, don't you think? Mm-hmm. There's eggs in the grass. And maybe they're throwing out the jelly beans for other kids, do you think? Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to say. But they are having fun.
Yeah.
Maybe they're setting up Easter for someone else. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to go with. Because it looks like maybe they're throwing out the candy to say, okay, kids in the neighborhood, come and get it.
It's Easter.
Hopefully you will be celebrating Easter too by getting out there and going on an Easter egg hunt. Or maybe you'll be setting up an Easter egg hunt for someone else. What do you think?
Uh-huh. Or you're walking around outside and every time... Or you're walking around outside mm-hmm. and every time you see an Easter egg, you shoot it with your Nerf gun.
You might pop them and then all the treats will get eaten by the ants.
I usually grab them and put them in my Easter basket. And then...
Yeah, put them in your Easter basket. I think that's the way to go. If you see the eggs, put them in your Easter basket. But that, my dear sweet friends, is...
The endest of end.
I agree.
Pew, 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 pew.
And with that, we will say... You want to say anything else?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
And more blasters. Pew, 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 pew,
oh
pew.
Oh my goodness.
Pew, 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 pew,
Doctor,
pew, pew.
Contain yourself.
Pew.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.